garage deal. Nobody.
All financing always see taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all factory rebates and incentives. See dealer for details. Stock numbers 211127211120.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back on this eve of the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. And we're talking with Tim Fasano. Amy's here, JP, also Wes is here. And we were talking about how far back all of this turmoil goes with Muslim extremists, isn't it? I mean, this isn't totally about the Muslim faith, even though the Quran does say that infidels are out. Christians said the same thing. This is the extremists. This isn't, we can't blame it on one faith. Is that right, Tim?
Well, actually, I have to respectfully disagree with
you. Okay, that's all right.
And the reason why, I've done my research and I looked into the Muslim faith as far back as its creation.
Talking about the Quran and what they believe and what they
before
live.
The Quran, before the Quran.
Before the Quran.
Yes, because you have to remember there was a what is called the pre-Medina period of Muhammad. What he did in Saudi Arabia before he even established it.
The before they split of Islam, off, right? The nephew were,
yes,
right?
Yes, before all that occurred. Leading up to the establishment of the Islamic religion, he killed and murdered hundreds and thousands of people. A religion that we know to be a true religion of peace doesn't start or be born out of fire, blood, murder. And
I don't know. The Christians did some murdering. I got to admit that. I mean, I think every faith has that extremist view that becomes violent.
Well, I can understand that and I can respect that position. But you do not base your book of faith on those very principles. Look at what the Muslim religion teaches their people. They are not going to accept another religion. If you are not a Muslim, you are an infidel and you are worthy of death.
Christians say the same thing. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you can't get to heaven and you're out.
But they don't kill you.
They don't kill you for
no,
it.
No, I know. I realize that. But it could happen.
Well, of course it could.
It could go there.
Men could do some very violent and very ugly things.
But I'm saying that's the extremist. That's the ugly side of it. There has to be a beautiful side to the Muslim religion. They live in peace. They have communities where they live in peace. There has to be that too.
Well, of course they're going to.
It isn't the ones who attacked us in 9/11. No, it isn't. That's the extremists.
That's true.
And we fought with the Catholics. Way back, the Catholics. We fought with the Catholics, the Christians, the Muslims.
Everybody
right?
is every religious sect, if you will, has fought in wars for their religion. I'm not discounting that.
Okay,
one
I just
bit.
Wanted to make that straight because I don't want someone who is practicing a very peaceful Muslim religion to be included in that extreme violent sector.
Right, but my problem with the Islamic faith right now is that they're not standing up. Those moderates, they're not standing up and ending this the way it should be ended. They're the ones that should be taking the fight to the extremists.
How could they? I mean, how would they get together to do that?
There's
1.5 billion
Muslims in this world.
How many of them are women?
Who knows?
And they're not allowed to express their opinions.
That's right. That's right. And that's another part of the Muslim faith that I don't agree with. They treat women as second class or third class citizens below anything else.
I'm hoping it's evolving. We see some in New York. We see the women. They're wearing their garb, but their faces are not covered. I do see an evolution, and everything comes about with evolution.
But then again, I'm going to come back to the same point that I always keep before.
You come on.
Is that right now, we're looking at a faith that is 400 years behind the rest of the world, yet they're clinging to those same very cultural icons and cultural edicts of 400 years ago.
We see that in the extremists, but do we see that in the civilized Muslim community, just like the Catholics? They have some very extreme ideas they've come from, and they've changed.
Yeah, they've changed over time, but look at Afghanistan right now. When we went into Afghanistan, was that culture truly modernizing and accepting change?
There were some that wanted to. The rest of them were tribal. And they were the ones that were causing trouble and still are.
Oh, yeah.
Because they haven't grown out of that old mindset and that old religion. Mm-hmm. But I do see some modernization. Those that want the peace, those that want the United States there to change the government and give some democracy to their people. And it's the same faith.
Well, and right? I would understand that. But first off, I'm going to attack one point. The United States being there to give them democracy. First off, if they're going to go after democracy, they need to do it on their own.
I do believe that too.
The only way it will stick and it will work for them is if they do it themselves. The United States can't deliver democracy.
No, they can't. But they're looking to us as allies to help them with the tribals that are trying to cream out what they want to do. Right. I mean, they're looking for our help. It's like the pilgrims came over here to the United States. And then we were looking towards England to help us establish, and it got crazy, and we had a war going on.
Crazy, yeah,
booting them out.
That's right.
Back to the mother country.
There you go with the American Revolution.
Stood, yes.
We fought it on our own.
Fought it on our own, and they're trying, and they're going to be able to.
I
hope.
I don't think they're going to be honest with you.
I don't think they are either.
They don't, JP?
No, I'm pessimistic.
Well, how about all the Muslims that have relocated? I mean, Europe's full of them. The United States is full of them. Don't you think they're doing a different doctrine? Don't you think they're living different?
No, that's conquest by populating and overpopulating.
Do you think so? This is a good show to talk about.
Absolutely.
Are they taking over the world to get rid of all of us?
Way back when Tim started talking, he said that he thought that Islam was anti-constitutional, and I think that's an interesting subject because I have the same thoughts about communism. There's a famous Supreme Court justice who said the Constitution is not a suicide pact, and certain philosophies and ideologies do not jibe with the American way of life, and communism, I think, is one of them, and I think Islam is another one because they have their own institutions of governance and justice, and they don't fit.
Different from ours, yeah. You can't, like the Nazis.
You can't live in the United States and live by the Constitution and by Sharia. They're contradictory.
The word that I was trying to think of earlier was antithetical.
Ooh.
To the Constitution.
Yes.
It is
exactly.
The Muslim or Islam faith is antithetical to the Constitution for
so
the United
either,
States.
Either they have to adjust their way of thinking and give up and abandon the idea of Sharia law, or they have to admit that they don't fit in the United States of America. It's as simple as that.
But the problem with that is that if they bend their faith, they are excommunicated from their faith, and then they are no different than us.
Well, just infidels. Like the Catholics used to do. The Catholics used to do the same thing. You get a divorce, you're excommunicated.
It's true.
It's not true anymore.
Right, but
so
Catholic
change.
Is some of the Christian religions
do you think
modernize
maybe,
their faith.
I think what I'm saying is it a possibility that there are those of the religion that want a different life? They come over here, they have to learn the Constitution, they have to become an American citizen.
Can they adjust their faith?
Can
That's
they?
What you're asking, and
yes.
I think they can.
Okay.
I think there's a whole lot of them, like you believe, that want to. Can they overcome the extremists who seem to control the mosques and give all the speeches in the mosques?
Only if they move out
the
of there.
The imams all seem to come from the Wahhabi Saudi Arabian extremist cult,
yeah.
And they're the ones who stand up every Saturday and give the little speeches.
Right. A good example is World War II. They allied themselves with Hitler, and they did that for a reason.
Yeah.
And the Mufti of Jerusalem, I can't even remember his name, it's so long, it's unbelievable, he told Hitler that Islam will survive the Reich. And the Reich was supposed to last for 1,000 years. And when he told him that, he did it in jest, thinking, well, Hitler thought it was in jest, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
He was telling the truth. His mm-hmm. His view was that you'll do our dirty work, but we'll be...
You'll get rid of some of them, but we're here to get rid of the rest of them.
That's right. And that's what the plan was. And quite frankly, if you look at history, the way it has gone up through the World War II, that's where there's a break. That's where it was pretty much low-key combatant types of things going on in the world, because they were, first off, they were set back 400 years. They didn't have the technology. Now they do. And now they're a bigger threat. Since the 1970s, you've seen the veracity and the frequency of attacks.
We saw that 10 years ago, didn't we?
Well, why is it that 99.99% of the terror attacks that have occurred across this world in the last 10 years are based by Muslim organizations? Can anybody
is that
answer
a, is that?
Is that
a statistic, a fact, actual fact?
Pretty damn close. I mean, I think it's 99.98%.
That seems high.
of actual terrorist attacks. Why is it? Nobody can answer it.
That's a good question, Tim. Tim Fasano. Woo-wee, this is heavy. JP.
Yes, ma'am.
You have your common sense. What does you want to do that now? You want to lay that on us?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Kind of fits in with what we're talking about right now.
It's about 911, and it's about the Christian reaction.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll take our break.
It's titled, Too Much Lamb, Not Enough Lion. Tomorrow, the city of New York will have a ceremony at Ground Zero to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the 911 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. And you might have heard that Mayor Bloomberg has not invited any clergy to the ceremony. That's right, there will be no prayers at a memorial service, which says more about the state of the nation than anything the politicians can possibly say in their boring speeches tomorrow. Depending on your attitude toward religion, you may or may not agree with Bloomberg's decision. The mayor says it's not appropriate for government to be picking one religion over another, but my answer to the mayor is that we already did the picking. This is a Christian nation founded by Christians, and we shouldn't have to apologize for that. Because since the very beginning of this country, we've allowed other religions complete freedom to worship. Most importantly, on September 11, 2001, 19 Muslim fanatics hijacked 4 airplanes with the intention of using them as missiles against civilian and military targets, and did so in the name of Islam and because we are a Christian nation. So refusing to allow clergy at the official 10th anniversary